Hey there, honey. Made you something since I know it was a long day at work, huh? It's been crazy lately, hasn't it? Hey, I know we both work our butts off, but I just want to make sure that you don't have to work your butt off all the time, and that when you get home, you can just relax, okay? I know it's not much, but the small things add up, right? And if I really, truly love you as I say I do, I want to prove that in every way I can. Now, it might seem a little bit on the boring side, but given that finances have been kind of tight lately, I just scrounged up something and tried to maybe make your favorite here or there. So, hope you like it. Don't worry about me, I'm not hungry right now. No, it's nothing's wrong. Just I ate earlier. Yeah. Hey, no need to make the accusations. Okay, there wasn't enough. I didn't want to end up scrounging. Look, I wanted to make sure you had enough meal and. You're right. You should just split it then. Well, if it's okay with you. I guess. Thanks for the meal. You look cute when you're eating, you know that? I kind of feel like drawing about it. But that can wait. How was your day, anyways? Busy. Mine too. I wish we were on the same shift, but it's just impossible to have consistent shifts lately. What can you do, right? Hey, it's okay. I'm just happy to have this time with you. Come here. Snuggling like this? And just being able to feel how warm you are and how unbelievably attractive you are. Every single day is like a dream come true. I have to pinch myself that I'm not dreaming. You too? I mean, I can't really help it. Ever since I met you, I've been a total simp. And I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. I'm probably always gonna be. I've never thought I'd get the one person who I always dreamed of being with to be mine forever. You will be mine forever, right? You're not planning to go anywhere? Just making sure. I mean, I don't want to be like a ball and chain or something. I mean, I guess that's what people call marriage sometimes, but I don't care about constructs like that. And I know maybe that's a little meta of me to say something like that, but what matters is the feeling and the truth that you feel every day. Yeah, kind of like that. I know I love you because I know I love you. Makes sense to me, so I figure it should make sense to everything. And you love me too, right, Sparkplug? Nothing makes me happier. Not a single thing you could do. I mean, I guess there's some things. Expressing that love, being able to share in those moments that nobody else gets a chance to. That exclusivity, that matters a lot to me, and I think my love language is touch, because when I get to hold you and squeeze you a little tight, it makes me smile. I love to spoil you and give you little things, but I personally don't think that there's just one love language that's the best, you know? I feel like there's a million different ways to express language, so why shouldn't love be the same? And that's why I'm never gonna stop getting better. And complacency sucks butternut squash, because I am not about to be one of those guys who gets bored of relationships. The only reason you'll get bored of a relationship, if you want me to be dead ass about it, is that you don't try. If you give up or you just say, oh, this is the status quo and I don't want to strive for something more, then you get bored, you know? I don't think it's people actually not being compatible, you know? I'm glad we've got that compatibility that it's never even been a thing. I mean, I always want to strive to be better. It's just in my personality. It's in my heart. To always be better than what I was yesterday. And in doing so, I found a lot of different things about myself. Like, I really like reading and drawing, of course. But I also like a lot of things that I didn't think I would. Like, programming is kind of lit. And honestly, lately it's been working out. Something about the rush, it just feels nice. Learning out how to dance, and also sign language. It's been pretty cool. I'll show you what I learned, too. You okay? Sorry, you just looked dazed for a second. Too much yapping? Yeah, probably. I've always thought of this, like, if I don't fill the air with, you know, at least something of interest, then I might be considered boring, and because I never thought I deserved you for, like, half of my life, Yeah. It's kind of hard to build that confidence up, but I'm a lot better than I used to be. And Sparkplug, I know I deserve you. And you deserve me, too. We're a perfect match, and I know, deep down in my heart, that I can make you happier than anybody else. And that's what makes me proud. I know there's more to life than just our relationship, but sometimes it doesn't feel that way. Sometimes it doesn't matter that there's more going on out there, or big deals that we have to face and really do something about. I mean, go off if that's what people want. What they want to focus on is between them and whatever they believe in. I personally, I believe in us. I really do. There's a lot of things that got complicated. And all these conflicts that we still have to deal with. Those questions left unanswered. I think about them a lot. I run them through the back of my mind and I want to do better. Might sound contradictory, but I just mean, there's no point to self-improvement if you don't have some sort of end goal, right? And in my case, I could just say it's simply to be a better me, so that I can make you happier, because I love seeing you smile so much, and I love holding you so much. But there's more to it, right? I gotta keep going up. Keep climbing. The more I climb, the more I learn, the more I feel alive. I guess I do it as much for you as I do it for myself. And maybe that makes me a little selfish, and so be it, because I don't need anything else. I'm good, as long as you're happy. Yeah, I think sometimes maybe I oversimplify it, but I'm just trying my best out here, you know? Perfectly imperfect. That's the way I like it. What about you, buzzy beautiful sunshine nugget? Be honest, do you hate that or love that? Or kind of both? Yeah, I thought it might be something. It's kind of sentimental at this point, right? After all the things we've been through, it just kind of feels like one of those things that just won't go away. For better or worse, it's always been there, and I just thought, it's almost a shame if I stop saying it. But if I had to pick just one, I think I'd go with Sparkplug just because it's shorter. I mean, come on, one of them takes a whole mouthful to say. Imagine trying to say it 5 times fast. No, I'm not going to say it. I can't do that. I mean, come on. Look at you. Being all smug today. I don't dislike this idea. Not even a little bit. Not even an eensy-oinsy tiny bit. So, on to more interesting things. Well, I mean, days aside, what shall we do for our next date, Shall we go with the option of the cheap but always classic Netflix and Chill. Or the even more classic, just the chilling. I'll admit, I don't have any great ideas right now, especially when we're on a budget. But I think that we can make the most of what we have and just kind of enjoy each other's company. I've never been bored with you. And I just know I never will be, so... Ah, something like that? Maybe like this? I can't help it, okay? You just look so damn kissable, I don't know. It's not my fault that you're the most attractive in the whole wide world. And it's definitely all my fault that I'm probably your biggest fan and simp and lover. And I guess all three of those work out with the way our dynamic goes, I guess. I mean, have you ever minded it? Come on, be honest. You're way too honest, honey. But at that point, that's part of the reason why I fell for you. There's so many of them. So many of them. One, you're drop-dead gorgeous. Two, your personality is really fun to be around. And I like the fact that you have your struggles too, because it makes me feel like I have something to help with, you know? And God knows you've helped me just as much. There's been times when I thought it was all over. Not between us, but just in general. That society and the world was going to shit, and then I was just depressed. But you got me out of that. And now, I say let it be. The more you fixate on those things, the less happy you'll be. And instead of that, I just fixated everything on you. And this rom-com won't write and or draw itself. The look on your face that one time I drew that doujin. Ah, a classic. Hey, no need to do that. Come on, you know you love me. See? Diffusion! Yet another one of my talents. Don't look so disappointed. What? No. It's not like that. I mean, you're always so upfront with things. I mean, I don't dislike it, but you catch me off guard half the time and I don't know how to respond. You might make a guy panic like that. Getting so close. I mean, suit yourself. If that's what you want, you know I'm all yours. I love you a lot. Like a lot, a lot. And that's only half the story, so shut up with that cocky attitude. Don't stop kissing me. I know. Sometimes I can seem like I'm just a joke. But I don't want to be right now. I want to be with you. Like I always have been. I love you. I'm sure there's a lot more to it, but won't you make me the happiest man ever? Holding you like this, the way that I know you love me, it makes me so happy. So happy. I don't need to be anywhere but right here. You're so warm. and yet your hands are cold. Makes me want to warm you up even more. I can't help it. It's you. It's always been you. Hopefully, I don't sound too much like a broken record, but I'm happy to be with you. I mean it. This moment, the passion, just being able to look into your eyes like this, to feel and know you're actually happy to be there, right here with me. That's all I could ask for. And of course, I want more. I never really hid the fact that I'm perverted, but difference is, I'd like to say I'm classy and perverted. And it's not in all the wrong times. I'm not completely lost. A lost cause. What's that supposed to mean? Not complaining, just at a loss. Closing my eyes and being so close to you. It's almost too much for my heart to handle. Don't look at me like that now. You'll make me get shy. Even I have my limits of how far off the deep end I can go, you know. Screw it. If that's what you want, that's what you'll get then. If you want all of me, you don't have to ask. I'm already all yours. That's more like the spark plug, I know. With that kind of attitude, I just want more. More and more. More and more. Until I can't get any more. And then I want more after that. It doesn't matter if it doesn't make sense. As long as it means you're mine. Those are some greedy eyes you have. Not that I'm saying I'm any better, but you're kind of built different, you know that? And I always love that about you. When the shyness falls to the wayside, and you just go chase whatever it is you want in that moment, and I'm honored to be that thing. And that one thing you seem to fixate on right now, and that it's me, makes me so happy. I couldn't be luckier in my dreams. You're cute, you're amazing, you're everything I needed in my life, since as far back as I can remember, Sparkplug, baby. I only want more, 'cause I'm just as down bad, down horrendous, greedy as you, and I don't mind it, not even a little bit. In fact, I choose to embrace that level of degeneracy. Because, at least between you and me, I'd say, even the sky's not the limit. Will I stop there? I want to shock you in ways I never have. And leave every mark, every moment, in ways you can't ever forget. Shall we see how far this goes? Your hands all over me. I feel how much I'm wanted. I can't help it. It makes me so happy. Don't stop. Touch me more, go ahead. I can see how much you want to. How much you are. I'm all yours. From the head to toe, baby. But the more you touch me, I can't help it. You make me hot and hard, baby. So hot and hard. I can't. I want more. I want every little detail of what you do to me to linger. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. I want it bad. Don't hold back, baby. I want you all over me. So rough. But I like it. Fuck, mommy. Fuck. Oh, fuck. The way you touch me, it's almost too much. I... Just like that. Don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, I feel it. Like my whole body is too sensitive. You're stealing me away. Oh, fuck. And to think you've just touched me this much. Doing your worst to me, baby. Don't stop. No matter how much I cry, I want it rough. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You leave me breathless with just this much. Fuck the way you touch me, baby. God. Fuck. Touch me more. Touch me more. Don't stop. No matter what, don't stop. I want it all. I'm greedy and I don't care. Fuck me. Yeah. Reaching inside my pants still. Abruptly. Oh, fuck. I want it bad. Don't stop touching me. Come on. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. If I'm feeling it this much already. Oh god. Fuck. 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 Oh yes. Oh yes. Don't stop. I love your touch there. Making me go insane. Yes, mommy. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I'm gonna come if you keep doing it. Fuck. Fuck. Oh my god, you're stroking me so well. Oh yeah, touch that cock like you own it. You do. I'm all yours. I'm all yours. Oh yeah. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Don't stop. Not there. Oh, I can't take it. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, yeah. You can do whatever you want to me. Yeah, you like that. Going. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come so hard. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Coming. I'm coming. Fuck. Fuck. You're pulling out the strap. No, fuck. Yeah, fuck me. Your fingers slipping into my ass. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. I can take it. I can take it. Oh fuck. Oh my god. I can take it, but damn. Oh fuck. So thick. Oh, you're filling me up. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, right against the wall with my ass out like a slut. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, fuck me. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck. So rough. So rough. Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes, Molly. Fuck me. Yeah, don't stop. Don't stop, please. Oh, don't stop. Ah, yeah. Fill me up. Fill me up. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come too fucking hard. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck, fuck, coming, coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, I love you, but fuck, you're so unfair sometimes, you know that? Spark plug, making me cry out such slutty moans and scream. It's all your fault for making me love this so much, for making me love you so much. I love you. I love you. You better stay with me forever, 'cause I'll never let go. Never. Never ever. I can't have a future without you. I can't even dream without you. Baby, you're everything to me. Everything.